Babe, you're still working on that project? But you've been at it all day. I wake up, you're working. I head to the office, you're working. I come back from work, and you're still working. Do you want to take a break? I think you need a break. I think you need some stress relief. Do you want to spend some time with me? Just let it all go. Maybe let me take control for a while. You do? I thought you would. I have a scene in mind. I couldn't stop fantasizing about it today. Can I tell you what it is? Okay. Well, it's not actually a scene. More like an idea. I want you to get on your knees while I. No, not yet, you silly thing. Get up. I was just explaining. Are you really that eager? Someone's repressed and works too hard. Anyway, as I was saying, I want you on your knees. And then, I want to tie your hands behind your back, blindfold you, and do a little face slapping and choking play while I finger fuck you from behind. Are you okay with that? It won't be anything more intense than usual. I just want to try some light and gentle choking today. Like if I put my hand around your throat and apply pressure and use a firm grip, but not actually choke you so you can still breathe. Do you want to try that tonight? Okay. I'm just so blessed to have a sub who trusts me this much. It means a lot to me. I certainly wouldn't let any random person put their hands around my neck. But before we start, I want to give you a demonstration, okay? I want you to feel completely safe when we're doing this. Can I show you how I would choke you, and you can tell me if you're okay with that? Okay. Can I put my hand on your neck? Okay, how is this pressure? You want it a little lower down? How's this? Squeeze harder. Your eyes are lighting up. So you like getting choked like this? Have you done this before? No? Well, given your reaction, I'd say we're gonna have a good time. Are you ready? Okay, let me get a blanket and some water. And a bag of chips for when we finish. And can you repeat to me your verbal safe word? And show me your physical safe word? Good. You little bitch. I've had a very long day today. Stuck at work with these men. These meetings where nothing's ever accomplished. People talk over you, and it's just an utter waste of time. But now I have you. I have your face pinned against this wall, one hand on your throat, and one hand gripping your hair. You can't go anywhere right now. And I'm going to take everything out on you, on your body. Understand? Turn around. Face me. Oh? So you think you're better than me? Then why are you looking at me with your chin raised up like that? That indicates superiority. I'm your mistress. I'm your dom. When you face me, you look down understood. Today, you may only make eye contact with me to beg and plead. When you're at rest, direct eye contact will be seen as defiance and will be punished accordingly. And you've just made your first offense. Get on your knees, you fucking bitch. Good girl. Now look straight ahead. Straight ahead. And I'll be behind you. You look away one time, and it's going to get much, much worse for you. Is that understood? Good girl. Can you feel me run my finger behind your ears? Do you feel me gently stroking your hair? I know you can, but you can't see me. At any time, I could do anything to you. And I'm quite stressed out right now. I don't even know what I'll do. I'm going to put this blindfold on you. There. Remember, this doesn't mean you can look away now. I want you looking forward at all times. How's this? Do you like this? Yeah? Do you like it when I hit your face and squeeze your lower jaw like this? I said look straight ahead. Like this. Good. Now stay like that. Did you think I was done already? That was a very cute reaction from you. You nearly jumped out of your skin there. But I notice you don't know what to do with your hands. I'll put an end to that. Hands behind your back, wrists together. I'm just going to tie you up like this, so you won't be able to resist with your hands anymore. Did I say you could look away? Don't think I'm not watching every movement of yours. Eyes straight ahead. Last warning. Now, let's see what's going on down here. Wet. As I thought, I should have expected nothing else from a little slut like yourself. My little slut. My little fuck toy. Stand up. I'm going to take off your shorts and your panties. I want to see everything. Let me see how wet it is. I want to know exactly how riled up my little pet is. I want to see with my fingers. So delicious. Open your mouth. Taste it. Do you like the taste of it? Can you even believe it yourself? How you get like this when I talk shit to you? Back on your knees. Now. Oh, look at you. So scared and trembling. I'm not even doing anything right now. I'm just standing here. Is it the idea that I could do anything to you right now? I could hit you again. Oh, did you just wince? Poor thing. Or I could just stand here and do nothing. Just watch as your chest rises and falls, and just wait. I'll bet you weren't expecting that. You should have seen yourself jump. But enough with the slapping for now. That was fun. But now, you're in big trouble. Do you know what you did? Aw, I'm sorry. You're sorry what? I'm sorry, mistress. Look, I know you're a smart one. You know you looked away. I don't even have to say it. You disobeyed my rule multiple times. I told you to look forward, and you couldn't do such a simple thing. And you're gonna be punished for that. Severely. What if I just put my hand on your throat? Just like this. Do you know what can happen? If I tighten my grip, just like this. Oh, look at you squirming. But you have nowhere to go, my dear. Your hands are tied behind your back. You're on your knees. My hand is around your throat. Do anything else bad, any little thing out of line, and I can just squeeze, and you will suffer. Now, I'm going to... Are you dripping onto the floor? You fucking slut! Are you really that excited? Rise up a little. Stand up on your knees and stick your butt out. Good girl. Luckily for you, I'm in the mood. Let me just slip a finger inside of you. Just like this. Oh. And I'll just slowly push in and out. Oh, you're so wet for me, you little slut. You like it when I slap your pretty little face? Got you all wet and ready for me? Dripping onto the floor like the good little slut you are. I like the moans I hear. Do you want it harder? Yeah? You're already so excited. Apparently any need for foreplay here. I can feel you tightening up all around me. Oh, do you like it when I finger fuck you from behind? With my hand on your throat? I'm the one in control here. I can do anything I want to you. And you'll take it like a good little slut. Oh, are you about to come? I can feel it coming. Oh, I can feel it coming. Yeah, you want it? Please, may I come? What? Please, may I come, mistress? Oh, that's much better. Unfortunately, no. You don't deserve it yet. Oh, don't whimper. You know what you did. Don't give me that behavior. You disobeyed me many times today. You've been a bad girl. And bad girls don't get to come whenever they want. Now, I need to talk to you. But first, I'm going to stand behind you and put both my hands around your neck, just like this. And, oh my gosh, baby, are you okay? Did I hurt you? Oh my god, oh my god. Okay, playtime's over. We're done, okay? Hey, here. I'm going to get you out of these ropes, okay? And I'll take that blindfold off. Are you okay? Please say something. I need to know if you're okay. Okay. Here. Let me just come over to you. Come here. Let me just hold you in my arms for a second. Do you want to talk about it? You do? Oh, thank God. I was so worried that I hurt you. What happened there? You completely panicked and flipped out. And then you tried to get away and you looked back at me with those eyes. I've never seen you like that before. Just utterly terrified. Traumatized. I don't understand. You were totally fine when I demonstrated my choking technique. And you were fine when I was choking you just then. But then suddenly, you just snapped. No safe word or anything. Just panic. But I know you. And I knew it was time to stop. Hey, I'm listening, you know? I'm here for you. You don't have to tell me anything. But I'm here to listen if you want me to. I'm your girlfriend, I'm your dom, and I'm here for you. Mm-hmm. Okay, so there was a teacher in middle school who just randomly put both his hands around your neck from behind, just randomly in class, and just because you were slacking off, and nobody said anything, and then he just walked away and resumed teaching. And you said you never told anyone about it because you didn't think it was a big deal since no one reacted to it. Damn, dude, what the fuck? I'm so sorry that happened. I understand now. Choking you with one hand was fine. It was just choking you with both hands from behind with that particular motion that triggered a past trauma of yours. Something buried really, really deep. Oh no, I won't have any of that. You don't need to apologize for anything. Sometimes these things happen. A lot of past traumas our minds barely remember, but our body does. We don't have to talk about it anymore if you don't want. I now know that you have this trigger, and I will never allow you to relive it again. Ever. Okay? Come here. Let me just hold you tight. Just lay your head on my shoulder. I just want you to feel safe right now, okay? Yeah, I know you like forehead kisses. Hey, what's that? You want me to put both my hands around your neck again? Right now? But why? I don't want to traumatize you. Oh, interesting. You want me to do it while I'm kissing your face so you can heal the trauma. You want to rewrite history your own way. How is me doing that to you helping you at all? Okay. Let me just make sure that I understand. You like being choked. It turns you on. And you want someone you really trust and love to choke you with that same gesture, but to do it in a loving manner so you learn to associate it with love rather than trauma? We can try. I just don't want you to flip out again, okay? Here, we'll take it real slow. I'll just gently touch the sides of your neck with my fingers to start off, just like this. But just to be triple extra sure, You want me to do this, right? Okay, just checking. I'm not actually going to choke you, by the way. Just put my hands on your neck for now. Okay, how's this? Babe, you're tightening up. Hey. It's okay, it's me. I'm here. I'm here and I love you. Okay. I'm going to fully close my fingers around your neck now, okay? I can feel you tensing up and relaxing and tensing up again. Don't worry. I'm just gonna go super slow for now, okay? You know you're good, right? Remember, it's me doing this to you. You're dumb. Nobody else. And you know I would never hurt you. You're still tensing up. Maybe you need something a bit more stern. Stop tensing up. I need you to relax now. And relax. I knew that would work. How's this? Are you okay? You do seem a bit more relaxed now. It's nice. You're safe now. You're here with me. And in this place, nobody and nothing can ever hurt you. I won't allow it. Oh, what's that? You want me to finger you? Right now? You know we're not playing anymore, right? We're done with that for today. Oh, you just want me to get you off. That's right, I did leave you on the edge. Okay. So you want me to just hold you here in my arms, cuddle you, lay one hand gently on your neck, and just finger you? Yeah, of course we can do that. Now, let me just kindle you a little and rub two fingers slowly around your clit. Wow, I can feel your arousal. My little one's so desperate right now, it's adorable. It's okay, you can come whenever you want. Well, you don't have to if you don't want to. There's no pressure, okay? There's no pressure to do anything. I just want you to relax right now and enjoy it. Can you do that for me? I'll just slowly put two fingers inside of you. Just like this. Oh. Oh, baby. I love how wet your pussy gets for me. And I'll just move in and out. You have really beautiful legs, you know that? Your skin is so soft and beautiful. There's no pressure right now, okay? You're safe here. In our little space. Just you and me. You're so wet. What was that? Did you say you're gonna come? Yes, my good girl. like that one, huh? Yeah, you needed that for sure. Can we just stay here for a minute? I know you're a sweaty mess, but you know I like that. I just want to hold you for a bit, okay? Oh, you want me to get you some water? Oh, that's right. I'm so sorry. All of that and you haven't had anything to drink. Is it okay if I leave you here by yourself for 20 seconds? Oh, okay. I'll be right back. Here's your water, and your blanket, and Doritos. Listen, I need you to drink half of what's in this bottle right now, okay? Good girl. Here, I'll put the blanket over us. Let me know if you want a shower or anything. Look, we can talk about today later if you want, but only if you want. And we don't have to do any more choking in our play ever again. You said you want to do this again? So you're legit into choking then? Yeah, I'm always down. I'm just gonna have to be really careful with how I choke you from now on though. Thing is, just now you were okay with me choking you with both hands from behind. Tomorrow it could send you off again. The trauma could take days, weeks, months, years to heal. Wait, you want me to choke you again like that? So you feel happier now after I did it to you in a gentle, loving manner? I see. Maybe it really does help with the trauma. After all, it's not the action that's causing the harm. It's the physical memory associated with it, right? In that case, I will have to continue choking you until you're all healed up. Sound good? That was such a weird sentence to say. Can be easily taken the wrong way. But then again, anything we do is with consent, right? We'll always talk about it before and during and after. I love you. Can I have some of your Doritos?